Thank you very much again. Moving on then to our next delegation, 5.3, Ganaraska Oak Ridges Guardians regarding proposed cell tower at 1564 Oak Hill Road. And I welcome the Guardians to provide their delegation. So please share your screen and please go ahead and provide your presentation to us.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Charisma, am I live with everyone?
Yeah, go ahead, Holly.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening, Mayor, Councillors of Ward Hope, and respective staff, community. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present this evening. My name is Holly Blefkin, and I'm a resident of 169 Oak Hill Road and a director of Ganaraska Oak Ridges Guardians, otherwise known as GOR. In light of Spectre Point, a second reapplication on behalf of Rogers, we, our members and community, are to continue to be fully opposed to the proposed 5 cell tower at 1564 Oak Hill Road on the Oak Ridges Moraine on natural GOR land. GOR is a not-for-profit community-based organization established January 24, in which members of the group are all landowners and are stewards of the surrounding lands to 1564 and abide by the ORM plan, which is our Oak Ridges Moraine Conservation Plan and the official land of the municipality of Port Hope. A letter of non-concurrence was issued by the municipality of Port Hope on October 17, 2024, as we were appraised of its release by the past CAO, Ms. White. However, recently we were not privy to the contents of the letter and currently awaiting receipt for a request for Freedom of Information Act. At issue is the fact that the municipality had released a letter of non-concurrence on October 7th and that a reapplication was resubmitted by the proponent, Spectre Point, in November 2024 to the Municipal Planning Department. The second reapplication proposes contradictory information released to the surrounding community in which a 60-meter tower, flashing lights or markers, installation now of 7 light poles down the east side of 1564 Oak Hill Road property's hedgerow, and the use of an unassumed municipal road as found in a survey conducted by Alex Ford Limited that was provided to the neighboring property 500 meters. The survey was conducted in February 8th of 2023 with amendments made April 10th, 2024. Grave concern lies the fact that information shared is different from the justification for released by Spectre and that a 90-meter cell tower originally posed with guidelines could still be installed after the fact, as Roger can extend the height of the tower by 50%. Such would also allow for additional co-location of antenna. At the so-called public meeting held by Spectre Point this past Thursday, July 3rd, of all times during the national holiday for Canada, we have not been provided a definitive response to the height of the tower considered. Spectre Point, in its reapplication, also submitted a natural heritage evaluation conducted by Stantec Consult, in which the desktop study only of flora and fauna addresses the impact of such tower only during the construction phase of the tower. It does not address the impacts during its operational maintenance requirements and the infrastructure required to support such a tower in its overall impact on the wildlife, the dark sky, skyline ability, hydrologic integrity of the natural GOR lands of the Oak Ridges Moraine. Secondly, this report, the Natural Heritage Evaluation, states it was completed on November 5th, 2024. At this period, no insects are usually observed. Birds that migrate will have returned to their wintering grounds, and bats who forage on insects will not be found as they most likely have entered a hibernation. The Natural Heritage Evaluation reviews the various danger, at-risk, threatened species in which notable such species have been observed and evidenced by landowners and community over the years. The justification report submitted by Spectre Point states the need. The need is based on so-called subscriber feedback. This has and continues to be a moving target posed by Spectre Point based on their first and now second reapplication. The first, coverage was required to reach Bright. The second, coverage for County Road 9. Third, coverage then for the Ganaraska Forest. And fourth, coverage now required between only True Road and Hillcrest Road. And again, another discrepancy in the coverage area. It was reported to be for only True Road to Murray. All very, very. This justification was reiterated again at the July 3rd public capacity plan. However, no evidence or research of lack of coverage provided by Spectre Point. To refute this need, our community undertook a door-to-door survey of residents between True and Hillcrest Road. The number of residential properties is 25. Of those canvassed, 22 residents responded with good to very good cell internet coverage, 2 abstained for rush reasons, and 1 due to a very ill spouse. Thus, the need for such tower is not substantiated. In addition, in the coverage map provided in justification report by Spectre Point, the map did not include the bell tower, Yeudley, in which a number of residents received service, nor the newly installed tower at 574 Carmel Line, a 90-meter cell tower with guidelines, Cavan Monahan. No site selection process has been completed by Spectre Point since the day one of their original application posed in December of 2023. This is a mandatory protocol requirement of tower siting to be utilized as required by Innovation Science Economic Development, referred to as ISED, federal government later. Spectra Point has failed to lead a full and robust tower siting review. Stated criteria find the appropriate location for such cell tower. Spectra Point targeted and contracted the landowner of 1564 Oak Hill 2020 and now continuing to backfill the process to justify the lease agreement. This is unacceptable and reprehensible. It appears this reapplication not about provision of better reception services, rather about the avoidance of having to fill the obligation of the lease the cell tower has not received. If this is the case, why should our community be severely penalized for missteps taken by the proponent Spectra Point? In addition, the Natural Heritage Study provided recent application only considers construction, not the operation. The needs justification, as stated earlier, is also based on older Rogers Network maps, not found presentation. I have included those in our appendix 2.1 and 2.2 of this presentation. Please, we'll look at them if time permits. Cellular reception maps found on both Bell and Rogers websites today. In addition, no environmental impact assessment has been conducted to substantiate any evidence permit this tower installed. Oak Ridges Moraine Natural Forelands. This was created perpetuity for people of Ontario to maintain the habitat for wildlife. That's from our insects, pollinators, beans, birds, to our larger mammals, but also protect watershed serves thousands, millions of our Ontarians. So in our natural core lands, this is not an industrial park, nor could be. The Natural Heritage Evaluation Report provided by Stantec also included the lands on the south side of Oak Hill Road, that being our and our neighbors on either side of it, east and west. Of concern, firstly, we were not contacted or consulted to be included in this evaluation. Secondly, the lands at 1564 Oak Hill Road, north on Oak Hill Road, are cultivated agricultural with a sheed lot. The south holdings are naturalized lands. We have been under the stewardship program of Ganaraska Conservation Authority, Northumberland Stewardship Council, for 30 years. Thirdly, the report indicates that lack of species present was accepted on the word of the current landowner of 5 years. However, the previous landowner of 160 years, in which we knew the sun, had, for example, bobolinks, an endangered species of bird, reside and nest on these lands, and that the cutting of hay was delayed to ensure nesting, raising of young, completed its natural cycle. We were also appraised by the senior ecologist of the Natural Heritage Report by Stantec that she never visited the actual location of the host site she signed off on, and that our colleague, senior colleague, may have come out for a half day visual observation. To observe nature and its occurrences takes time, lapse over periods of time, determine the existence of such species. For example, we have an acrobatic display of bats in our backyard, or the evidence of monarchs clustered on branches on trees in their migration that overhang on a municipal road in the Ganaraska Forest. Other issues are precedent for further development if tower seeds. Alternatives do exist in unity, which I highlighted. Lighting that will destroy the dark sky. That is of a grave concern because it is one of the last dark sky areas in southern Ontario. And likewise, littering of the Oak Ridges Moraine. Because again, there is no decommissioning plan in Spectra Point.
Holly, you are at your 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to finish off then. Anyways, reapplication. Why the second point not advised directly to ISED in its follow-up mentality underlies integrity of process laid out by ISED. It wastes public and institutional resources. In final comment to this, group, our members of board like to ensure that the resolution that passed November the 5th, that in purpose number 5 that was completed, is the fact that to assist in ensuring the process and ultimate decision-making protects the interests of the community. We hope council will listen and support us with a staff report. We ask that a second letter of non-occurrence be provided and that ISED contacted to notify of this outcome. So that thirdly, we do not want to go through this reapplication process again. We thank you for your time and very grateful for your understanding of our situation.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the presentation to council this evening. I'm going to turn it over now to colleagues on council to ask for any points of clarification or to ask any question of our delegation. And if we could just stop sharing the screen, that would be fantastic, just so I can see everybody.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Any questions or comments for our delegation? Councillor Claire.
Thank you, Marilena. Yeah, mine is more of a comment and just, I know it's known to GORG, but for any residents that are paying attention as well, per the change in provincial legislation, this falls under site plan approval, which is a delegated authority to staff. So council council is not the body of Port Hope that ultimately will be issuing the letter of concurrence or non-concurrence. That said, I was very pleased with the policy that we did approve last fall that clearly outlines what the process is within Port Hope for determining whether there's concurrence or non-concurrence, including very specific requirements for the proponent around the public consultation and a public information center. I did attend that PIC, as did a number of other members of this council, as did the lead planner on the file and the director of planning and development. And to my observation, I don't believe that the criteria per our policy were fulfilled at that event. That's something that I know that the staff were there, so they would have noted that as well, which is concerning because this has been ongoing. There's been previous meetings and clearly a lot of public interest. So I personally was disappointed that I think the only minimum requirement that was met was that there were two poster boards, which is the very minimum. But that was all that was on site when people arrived at the event, and none of the other pieces in our policy were fulfilled, to my observation. So I just want to thank you for coming forward, but I just wanted to voice that concern, and also just to make sure that it's clear to everyone how the decision making takes place, and also commend our comms team for the very comprehensive page that's been recently added to our website that outlines all of these issues around SIRE tower site protocols.
Thank you, Councillor Clare. I think this is a good segue to ask whether or not Director McAdam would like to make any comments in relation to the presentation and the process to date.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do thank the delegation for their presentation, and I've had a meeting with Holly and other members of the board and listed residents of, with respect to this proposal. We continue to liaise with Holly and continue to review this application. We have had the natural heritage evaluation commissioned for peer review, so that we're still underway and we're evaluating the proposal in relation to the protocol.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that update. Any other questions or comments from council? Seeing none, the recommended motion is identified on the agenda. Can I get a mover and seconder for that? A move by the deputy mayor, seconded by Councillor Less. All in favor? Thank you, and that is passed.